I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I hope it's a beautiful day where you are. We have an animated and enthusiastic guest on. I love to open the shows with people like that. Her name is Viviana Agostini. She is the author of The True Sense of Life. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. And welcome. I don't know how you have such enthusiasm this early.
Yes, hello everybody. What's up?
It's great to have you. You were a lady who grew up teaching kindergarten. You grew up in Luxembourg, where I visit.
Yes, that's right. I'm originally from Italy, but I was born here in Luxembourg, and I've done all my studies here just to become like a primary support teacher.
All right, I visited Luxembourg years ago, and it's nice to have you on. Your experience as a teacher led you to write this book. Tell us about the book and tell us why you wrote it in poetry.
Actually, I'm an English support primary teacher, but it's not like thanks to this book that I started writing. It's due because of the facts that I saw, around myself every day in life. I see so many things in my life every day, that this is thanks to this, my spirituality I've got, that it helped me to write such a book, especially on poems. Because I think poems are better to understand first than reading like normal stories or normal like novels. Like poems helps you to get into like deepen yourself in your life, on your like spirituality and humanity. And this is what he helped me a lot. And I hope this book will help also other people, especially on some aspects that are written on this book.
All right. Your book is inspirational. We all have those moments, and I have them too, where you just feel you've had enough, you're down, you're depressed. You externalize this in your attitude. I mean, you just radiate when you talk. How do you get people, and it includes everyone, and I'm sure you've had those times, who are dealing with adversity, depression, frustration, disappointment in life? How do they get inspired?
I mean, when I started writing this book, I got myself into those, characters of the book. It looked like that I was inside one of those characters of like prostitution or like raping or, like violence. So it was easy for me to get inside one character and imagine how, it could have had so much pain inside it herself and how that, at the beginning, it's easy that everyone wants to give up. But it's only when you think, when you're all by yourself alone, you said, okay, I have to find a really true solution for going on in my life. And because, you know, I cannot give up only because of this aspect. I have a life now, and I could have also a life, you know, afterwards. So it's just like I put myself inside all these characters.
I hate to spring this on you. Do you have a sample of your poetry in front of you that you just may read to give us a flavor?
Actually, you mean if I was one of those characters?
No. Anything that you think is appropriate. Do you have something you can just read?
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
All right. Well, you got just a minute or two, but I want people to get a sense of who you are. You ready? Go ahead.
Okay, fantastic. So, let me just read you, a little, sentence of love. Because I think love, it was my first poem that I had in my mind. Because love is something imaginary or realistic that no one can really know what is really love. Because it's really difficult to explain due to the many meanings it has. And for me, you know, if I personally talk about love, it has two meanings. You can say it's platonic and realistic. Platonic, it means something that it doesn't exist. And realistic, it's like a person that really fall in love with another person. The two people really fall in love. And realistic love, it's also like quarreling, betraying, hurting yourself, crying and suffering, and also to get something psychological pain and physical pain. And when you talk about love, you know, you sometimes see on the movies that says too many people are doing, you know, silly things for that person. And you just tell yourself, oh, you know, why does he just do this? Because love, it makes you crazy. If you really love someone, if you really are in love with a person, it looks like you're out of your world. You're out of yourself. You make something really crazy that it could be done for that person that is worthwhile. That's what I think really love is.
All right, good. Do you have something in front of you, something you might read?
Yes, of course. I've got this little poem that it says, what is love? It's something imaginary or realistic. No one can really know what is love. It's very difficult to explain because of the many meanings. The word love has two meanings. It's platonic and realistic. Platonic means something unreal. We say platonic love when people fall in love with an imaginary person, or better, a person that can only be dreamt. Nothing can become true with platonic love. Realistic love is real, something that exists. Two people really fall in love. Realistic love is quarreling, betraying, hurting yourself, crying, suffering, and getting psychological and physical pain, or doing crazy aspects for that person. Realistic love is also sex. True sex, this is realistic love. Something that needs thinking before acting.
All right, I want to stop you there. It sounds great, only because I want to ask you, is your poetry based upon your own personal life experiences?
I had so many, everybody has negative and positive aspects in lives. So I really, when I first wrote this book, I really thought about myself because I had in the past some kind of bad experience, and I'm not really ashamed to tell who they are. If you would like to know what they are, I can just tell right away. Would you like to know?
Yeah, if you can do it in just a minute or two, sure.
Okay, fantastic. I mean, I've been a victim of bullies. And because of I've got a physical problem, but I don't see very well with one eye. And due to this kind of problem, all my peers when I was 6 or 7 or also 11 years old used to bully on me because of this aspect. And this is another aspect that's I grew stronger with this. And it helped me to become a teacher. Because right now I can see that I'm working at school. I can see so many children that have been bullied from other children. And I'm here to help not only children from that aspect, but I think everybody who had the same problem as I had, who have different ones in their life. And this problem, because some people can say that this problem, by having like one of these problems, they make you down, you suffer a lot. Yes, it's true. I have suffered a lot in my life because of this balance, but now I feel like I am stronger than before, and I can help other people. I can understand them better, and especially I can understand myself better and in which situation I am now. So I think like I have obstacled all the problems. Also, it's thanks to this book that I have written. It has helped me a lot.
More books on the way, and will they be poetry?
Yes, they will be like I've written so many other books, but they're not like poetry. They're like novels, like simple books.
All right. So you like to stay busy. We less than a minute. Viviana, what closing comments would you like to make?
About my book?
To the listening audience, right.
Yes, of course. I mean, if like I don't know if too many people are like kind of listening to me. But if they are, so I just want to like to pull yourself out a little bit. That means in life, everybody has problems. I'm sure like in every kind of aspects, in every ages, everybody has problems. So I think, I mean, I said, please don't like roll yourself inside by thinking, no, I cannot solve this problem. And the only way I can solve it is doing nothing, just like studying.
All right, a great inspirational message. We're just about out of time. True sense of life, Viviana Agostini, Tate Publishing. It's been animating to have you with us this morning.
Thank you. It has been a wonderful pleasure for calling me.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than 1 million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. In corporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more, use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who's one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, I guess we're back, aren't we, Mike? Yeah, I guess we're back. That's what happens when you end up in a long conversation during a break. You don't hear the music. You don't hear some of the spots. But here I am, delighted to be back, and not all that delighted to be talking about the election and the two candidates, one whom I absolutely detest and is despicable and a disgrace to this country and I think a traitor and up and down the line a liar and a self-promoting misogynist. And the other one, just an egomaniac and a bully who won't listen to really anyone. And one of the two people, apparently he just listens to Corey Lewandowski, who is his the equivalent, I guess, to his chief of staff, and Hope Hicks. Hope Hicks is a young, very, very attractive 27, 28-year-old girl who started to work for Ivanka. And one day, to make the story very short, Trump said, "I want you to be my chief of staff." And I've spoke with Hope as recently as 2 days ago. Now, I understand how busy they are. She always takes my phone calls. We're trying to get a slot with Trump. Trump hasn't really been doing any radio. And Hope is number two on the totem pole there. She is a PS person for Trump. Katrina Pearson is the one who gets out in public with, but not many people do that with Donald Trump. He's his own man all the way. In fact, you notice in the victory last night, and there were no real surprises, so I'm a little bit tranquilized from last night's results. Didn't even bother to watch him because the outcome was inevitable. Trump was reading from a teleprompter. Now, he takes criticism when he's extemporaneous, and now he's taking criticism by going to a teleprompter. But this is what happens when you create so many negative vibes out there, like he and Hillary has done, that you're going to be the butt of criticism. In Hillary's case, she gets an amazing pass from the press, and the butt of criticism comes from people who have integrity or at least common sense, who talk about the her dealings in the past and in the present. I don't know how else to say it. I just can't think of another way to say it. And I'm always careful. Hey, this person, I'm not really crazy about. He just does. He rubs me the wrong way. Or this person, I'm not crazy about. She's treated me, you know, rather poorly in a business. I'm just making things up here. And I'm saying, in Hillary's case, I just think she's pure, unadulterated evil. And I was going to say greed. And people say, isn't Trump greedy? Let me say it again here. Can someone tell me what Trump has done that's illegal? Could someone tell me what Trump has done that indicates betrayal of his country? So although I don't put him in the nice guy category like Mitt Romney, Romney's just a political fool. Well, I don't put him in that category. That doesn't mean that I have to love the guy personally. I don't know how many times they're going to say it on this show. I get a friend of mine yesterday, and I'll tell you something. I could whack him around. I say that figuratively. I mean, I just if we're together and we're asked questions, and I just know you got to vote Trump. And he says, "Well, I can't stand Trump's behavior." And the typical response, like a lot of other people who are uneducated, is, "Well, you're voting for Hillary. I don't like Hillary. At least he hates Hillary." He says, "I'm not voting for her." So are you telling me that there's going to be a non-vote? I said I wouldn't use his name on here today. I'm not going to use it. He said, I don't know who I'm voting for. And then I run into the usual frustration. Because to me, how much common sense does it take to vote for the lesser of two evils? Somebody running for office who could determine the destiny of the United States for 4 years, or maybe the next eight, although I don't think Hillary will survive it. She may not survive this if she gets indicted. But John McCain sold out. Mitt Romney sold out. The one thing about Trump that I like the most, and he hasn't done it yet because he's too focused on his own enterprises. And he's too focused on this trial with this judge who I believe has a bias and a sentiment, but you just can't dwell on this. This is regarding your own personal business at Trump University. And I went up on an email that I got and I started to read a carefully crafted press release of all the people who attended Trump University and were happy. And I remember several years ago, I interviewed the acting head of Trump University that Trump put into place. I can't honestly remember too many details about the interview, whether it was significant in regards to today's monologue here. But why the hell is he focusing on that when he should be talking about our economy, foreign policy, the unemployed, illegal immigration? I have to go back, and I saw something. What did I see it this morning? I don't know whether it was in the Boston Globe or what. A newspaper, I hate to say that I read. I like the sports page, and I almost don't read the rest of it. Once in a while, I'll spot something. My wife enjoys reading it. I have to say she's politically conservative, but she's nowhere near the nutcake I am. And it said that as Trump, I think it was there. I might be wrong, maybe somewhere else. Or maybe it was on one of these websites. But I've seen it twice since, and I've said it, and I'm going to take credit for this. Doesn't seem like he wants to win this. It just doesn't seem like he wants to win it. And I'm not blaming his staff, because what I know about Trump, and I've done some research, is he barely listens to his own family. He's been successful doing it his, Frank Sinatra, my way. He's been doing it his way. And I don't think he's, I just don't know how you take your past behavior and then do a 180-degree turnaround. Ever try to do that? There are sometimes as an experiment, and this is why I wish I had been in a couple. I always wanted to be in a Woody Allen movie. I was an extra in one movie years ago, School Days. It's one of the reasons I always wanted to be an actor, to see myself have a basic personality transformation and be able to sustain it. I think some actors are great like this. Johnny Depp, I can't stomach him personally. He's a tremendous actor. The black actor is fantastic. I mean, there are a couple of them who are fantastic. There's one I'm thinking of. He takes on all these roles. Just can't think of his name. Mike, if you think of it, let me know. You know who I'm talking about.
Morgan Freeman?
Who?
Morgan Freeman?
No. A younger actor who's played the roles. I think he played Ali. Well, that's okay.
Will Smith?
Who?
Will Smith?
No, not Will Smith. I eliminated him. I mean, he's a decent actor, and another person who claims to hate this country. Can't think of who. I mean, it's very well known. I just can't spit it out.
He played Ali.
Well, I think he played Ali. He played a number of roles.
Well, we'll continue with a session on entertainment later on in the show. This is Stu Taylor. We'll return.
That's going to drive me nuts. Jamie Foxx? Jamie Foxx, there you go.
Yeah. That was funny. That was good.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center. In store or online.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, a.m. 1120.
Okay, here we go, Stu.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul book series for you. I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, we're back, and joining us right now, a gentleman named Ted Peterson. He's written a book called A Culture of Warriors, Just Like King David. The book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. It's written with an assist from the Reverend Andrew Bratrud, and he's here to join us. Ted, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stu. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Compelling title, a compelling book. Tell us a little about the book and what brought you to write it.
I personally am a veteran. I started a nonprofit years ago when I got out of the military in the Southern California area for veterans. A lot of veterans, as people know, are struggling with various issues. It could be something as simple as trying to find work, all the way up to, unfortunately, the 22-a-day suicides. For the ones that make it home from combat, we have issues like survivor's guilt. Many turn to alcohol, drugs, and there's all kinds of issues with veterans right now that are just heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching. So in my interactions with a lot of veterans in this area, as well as good friends of mine that I saw struggling, one day my Reverend Bradford, actually a pastor in a local church, and I and a couple of veterans were discussing some of these things at a personal level, and we decided that not necessarily a book like a novel or a big theological or psychology book, but more of a simple read, like some people conversating like we were discussing some of these topics, just plain language. We do discuss things like survivor's guilt. We also have a chapter in there called Blue Stars Turn Gold. This chapter is a story shared by a Gold Star dad. He lost his son in Iraq in 2006. A dear friend of mine, Kevin Graves, and he started a foundation in honor of his son. And he talks about his struggle. He talks about losing his son in war and how it has impacted his life and how he's decided to carry on his son's legacy through this loss and this tragedy instead of folding in life, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, thank you for your service. And I know nobody who served wants to take individual credit. There's this tremendous band and bond of brothers that you have that makes people who have been hurt and maimed go right back into battle because they don't want to leave their brothers is the best way to phrase it. Is how frustrated are you? I mean, I look at an organization, I get choked up every time I see these ads for Wounded Warriors. It's a wonderful organization. I get angry when I think about what the VA has done, the status of people coming back from the war. It's just, I can't even begin to get into the numbers of those who are not only died but maimed. And I don't want to put you in a politically hot situation here, but what's your opinion of the way our government is treating and how we're defining what war is? I think it's a disgrace. I think it's anti-American on both, sending people over there to die in vain, and then when they come back here, they're shunned. Are you able to elaborate on that?
I can, and like you said, it's a touchy one because I do know some people in the VA, within the VA, and I think, and this is my humble opinion, I'm no politician, I'm no definitely not a politician or a bureaucrat. I don't set policies, but there are people within that system that have the right heart that want to help. But unfortunately, there's also those, just like every other big organization, that haven't served, maybe. And I'm not saying that's a disqualifier completely. There are some people that have not served that serve in other great ways, including serving veterans. But you're dealing with this large organization with quite a bit of red tape. Processes can move really slow. And when you're dealing with life and death matters, when you're dealing with people that are very frustrated, they're serving their country, they're coming home, whether they have injuries or not, they're coming home and they're finding a very tough economy, a very tough transition into civilian life, to go from such a structured lifestyle with such bonds, and then to just find yourself back in society, if you will, and trying to make that transition. And then to be simple things, you're trying to make a phone call and get plugged into some resources, and you're on hold for an hour and a half. I mean, this does happen, and it may sound small, but gosh, man, when you know, after you've served and you're coming home and you're just trying to get some basic answers and get plugged in, we got to do better. We got to do better. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you really do. You talk about this in the book. That's why I'm bringing it up. The importance of faith in God. Is it easy to lose confidence in a God where justice certainly has not prevailed, and people who have created such decent acts trying to maintain the not only the survival of their family but the United States are really basically spat on? How does God factor into this?
You know, that's where Andrew Bradstreet came in heavily with his knowledge of the Bible, and he has a man of incredible faith, not a veteran, but resonates with the veteran community in our area because he just has a warrior spirit. He's a big martial artist. He actually goes out and competes and fights, and it's the funniest thing. You know, he'll tell you, he'll lay hands on people in different ways. So, but he's helped my faith. And, you know, you could look across the spectrum of life, whether you're a veteran, whether you're a parent that's visiting a children's hospital today and you have a five-year-old with cancer. I mean, how do you explain that? We don't always have these answers, and that's where you really start to dig in, and that's where you really start to, you know, is my faith real or is this all a joke? You know, am I going to dig in and fight? You know, I believe God can take a lot of these negatives. And instead of us letting these negatives drive us further into the ground, into a depression, that we are to rise up. He has a greater call, and we are to serve not only him but our fellow man. And I'm by no means perfect. I'm trying to walk out and work my faith out every day. But I feel that he's kind of called me to this veteran culture and this Gold Star community and these different people. And we're seeing a difference. We're making a difference. As if it's one veteran, is it not worth it? Is it not worth gold to see one veteran turn their life around? And I'll say on the faith, each person has to kind of, God has to meet them where they're at. And that's where we also come in. We'll take the call at 1 a.m. We'll get in the trenches. We'll listen to the F-bombs, the frustration, being pissed off at a VA system or a God, and we'll absorb that. And I'm not a cast of stones guy. I'm not a, if I stub my toe tomorrow, praise the Lord, it's not coming out, Stu. I mean, so we're willing to let guys vent, let ladies vent, let them express those frustrations, and let's talk about it. We don't walk around with this pulpit acting like we're holier than thou, perfect people, you know?
No, the amazing amount of humility and sacrifices. It's just indefinable. Do you have any particular incident? I know it's really difficult to do in a minute here. Any incident or actually in the trenches language and exchange, because you really get this going on a base level that you want to relate on air. Is there anything?
You mean with
from the book
veterans?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, from the book of veterans. Wherever you want to go on this, Ted, is there something you want to add that illustrates what you write about in this book?
Yeah, I don't know on a personal level, dude. What we did, we took stories from close friends. We took stories from people we know, including families of the fallen, including several combat tour buddies of mine. And we have compiled, we literally, I'm no reporter, I'm no author, although this book says I am. I don't consider myself. I'm a guy trying to help fellow man. I sat with a recorder. Sometimes people would say, well, you know, you're a hypocrite. Sometimes with a cold beer and a recorder, we'd sit there and we would talk, and they would share their stories. They would share their stories about Fallujah 2004. They would share their stories about watching buddies wounded and killed in action and the impact it had on them and their families when they came home. We sent out their stories, our rough draft, to fellow active duty members, current active duty. We had a forward written by an Army Ranger chaplain because he liked my book.
All right, I have to hold it there. I want people to buy this book. It's a tribute to everybody who served, and it's important reading. The Culture of Warriors, Just Like King David, written by Ted Peterson and published by Tate Publishing. Ted, again, thank you for your service. Thank you for coming on and sharing your story.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
NASA know-how!
That power drill you bought in 96 is working about as awesome as a 20-year-old drill should. Meaning, not so awesome. So trade it in at NAPA and get a $25 instant rebate toward a new DeWalt cordless drill kit. There's only one word to describe instantly getting $25 off a new DeWalt drill, and that word is awesome. That's NAPA know-how. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Trade-in rebate may vary. Offer expires 6/30/16.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
Okay, I guess we're back. As always, a great conversation with my, I say friend first and then producer, Mike Riley. Can I give out your last name?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, Mike Riley, who is one of the best, but he's also
thank you, Stu.
Now, I mean, now I got myself into a pickle. Now I got Tim, I got Laurie, I got all these people with whom I love to work with, and that's what happens when you pick one out. But we were just planning a lunch here, so that explains the delay. Anyway, it is terrific to be back, and the conversation we had, not only that, was talking. Mike hits me with trivia during breaks, and I used to be really good at it, and I just can't think as fast as I used to think for some reason. It's a little frustrating. So I'm not so great at trivia anymore, and I told him, you know, I'd just rather turn to karaoke. And a very dear friend of mine, Mark Rosenthal, who does the weather. I mean, honest to goodness, just think for a second. Who's better at doing the weather than Mark Rosenthal? You know what the answer is? Nobody. You could give me all these very pretty young women who do it. And I mean, they're great to look at. I'm not going to start naming them. There's a lot of them. I mean, that's basically what's happened. None of them are as good as Mark Rosenthal, who eats, sleeps, and drinks this stuff. So Mark and I were making plans last night to take our wives and meet for karaoke, and Mark and I were talking and making plans. So anyway, that has nothing to do with this show, just a little to do with chatter, and I try to mix a little chatter in now and then, because so much of what I talk about is, and I get people who say, you know, it's depressing, it's gloomy, it's doomy. I mean, how often do you hear me come on here and maybe not enough. Maybe not enough. Talk about all these wonderful, great things that are happening. So if you put a gun to my head and say, gee, can you name some of them? Well, outside of my family and my own personal life, I mean, I really have to stop and think about the economy, about our foreign policy, about the two people who are running for president. I mean, who would have thought with all the talent. You see, you know what it is? The really talented, blessed, gifted people who have achieved a lot and don't come with big egos, they don't want to get in the spotlight. I was thinking, if I were running for president, what could they uncover about me? And I'm thinking I would have made a really great candidate. Confession time. I can think when I was a teenager in a bargain store, and I don't believe in confessional or any of that stuff, but this is a confession, and I wanted to impress a beautiful young girl I was dating, so I switched price tags on one of these little pillows from $5 to $3 to impress her. Or once on a date, I didn't steal it. It was okay. I mean, I asked permission when I walked out. Could I take the lamp? That's not even an example because they gave me permission. But I start to think I'm as clean as a whistle. Am I too clean? It's a problem. Romney was clean. Romney's still clean. He's a political jerk. And believe it or not, there's no indication that Donald Trump isn't clean. Yes, all the adjectives I head on with him. But I don't know about any criminal activity. I don't know about any betrayal to the country. Just the opposite when it comes to loving this country. And look what's going on out there. I mean, when there's a consideration of Bernie Sanders, even though he didn't make it, president of the United States, to turn this into a socialist society. You know why? Because we're already two-thirds of the way there, ladies and gentlemen. I used to feel comfortable enough when I went into any environment to say what was on my mind. I just used to feel comfortable. Post office, a bank, a public... You know, my attitude is I'm a public figure of sorts. I express my opinions on this show. I'm not embarrassed or ashamed. You want to ask me, I'll tell you, but I won't bring it up and create a problem. I now look around, honest to goodness. I mean, I hope people don't. I look around. If I'm somewhere, are there cameras? Are there mics? And I just don't say anything. I don't really have a problem doing this show. I just think I have been conditioned enough from the start to know there were just certain things you can't say on radio. Do I ever think of those seven words? Yeah. Have I ever verbalized them on air in all these years? No. It might have slipped out once when it was when I thought there was a dead mic when I first started to do radio. And boy, if I think that happened. And it wasn't the worst word, by all means. It's just one of those words you can't use on radio. And I don't think I've ever done it since. And there were just, and now looking at society, politically correct things here in, I think it's Lowell, Massachusetts, they're going to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Something Day. You know what this is? I mean, this isn't the world that I grew up in. It just isn't. So if these politically correct fools, jerks, idiots, why don't you change the name of almost everything? I could go up and down the line with the names of sports teams, the names of organizations. Why not, if you're going to change a couple, you want to change the Washington Redskins? How many teams have names that could be insulting? How about the Carolina Panthers? I mean, you know, what does that say about Panthers? I mean, we have reached the point of absolute stupidity. Beyond anything I can even imagine. It's beyond anything. And I'm not subscribing to the politically correct crowd. You listen to the show, I think you can say anything about it. You like the show, you don't like the show. I guess you can't hate it that much if you're listening. I am not going politically correct. I may politically abstain from saying something. I'm not going into that trash hole. And concerned about being politically correct. I've expressed my opinions about affirmative action. I hate the way diversity plays out. Diversity. We have to have diversity. Oh, it's the first, potentially the first woman president. Obama was the first black president. Give me someone whose accomplishments warrant it. And I don't care what their race is, whose intellect accomplishes it. I could be anybody. I'm sick of the nonsense. All right. Back here tomorrow. Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.